Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 327, top of the day to you, Steph.
Right up there in heaven with 327. Thanks. Like a bingo call.
It's really good. You know how you panic a lot during the quiz?
I don't know.
And it's really
stressful
and you can barely even cope with life when it happens. I'm going to make it a stress-free one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I'm going to make it a stressful one.
Because you are the only person who will know the correct answer.
Gilmore Girls. Housewives. Bravo.
It's not quiz time. Relax. What about when people used to say chillax?
Oh, chillax.
Okay, these are a few of your favorite things.
The Sound of Music.
We will get all to all of that things, as well as watching suggestions.
Oh dear, the anticipation.
Well, we've got some news stories that we need to get into.
Well, I hope you do because that is your job.
Indubitably. Mm-hmm. So it is now time for the news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
That was like Lightning McQueen fast.
Really, like, that was really, really good. We are really good.
Yeah, I know. Mean,
obviously, I knew before.
I know.
But sometimes it's fun to say it out loud again.
I mean, it's a daily occurrence that you say it out loud, isn't it?
Yush. It's not like it's not like I'm saying it, you know, like going, I am okay. I am.
Oh, good. No. It's not that. And it's kind not an affirmation.
No.
Statement.
Yes.
A statement of truth.
Telling it like it is. Olivia Colman does that, I'm sure.
Do you reckon?
Oh, just kind of like, yeah, I've got an Oscar.
I reckon she's a bit self-doubting.
English?
Mm.
Anyway, you know how with the International Women's Day week? Day.
Day?
I think we only get a day, right?
I mean, it should be a week, shouldn't it?
And remember it was all about
women,
the gender pay gap.
Yes.
Well, she was asked about it, you know, whether she would make more money if she was a man or or not, because she's so, you know, such a big in-demand actor.
Stand out.
Yeah. And she said, don't get me started on the pay disparity, but male actors get paid more because they used to say they drew in audiences. And actually, that hasn't been true for decades.
Decades.
They still like to use that as a reason not to pay women as much as their male counterparts. She went on to say, I'm very aware that if I was Oliver Colman, I'd be making an F-lot more than I am. And I know one pay disparity, which was a 12,000% difference.
Stop it.
She doesn't go into detail exactly what that is.
She's spot on though, isn't she? Because who's going to draw you personally to the movie theatres more? A male actor or a female actor that you're interested in?
It's going to be an actor, whether that male or female or whatever, whatever gender they are, because I like them. Like if there's like, oh, there's a Tom Cruise movie or there's a Sandra Bullock movie, I'm going to see the Sandra Bullock movie.
Yeah.
There's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie or Linda Hamilton movie,
yes.
I'll probably see Arnold Schwarzenegger because if it's Terminator, chances are she's in it as well. But also I like him. He's funny. Mm. I don't have anything against Linda or Tom. They're just, I've got my favourites.
Yeah. I think I'm more drawn to females.
That is 100% the case for me with music.
Me too. Yeah.
And I'm not doing it on purpose. I just realised, like I realised ages ago that that's what I do.
I do it with writers as well, the authors.
Oh, really?
Well, if I'm thinking about my stack of books next to my bed, they would be I almost want to say 100% female.
Wow, I'm going to have a look at mine. I mean, I'm reading Trent Dalton right now, so that's not in keeping with the 100%.
But I've read a couple of books and now I can't remember the specific authors, but I remember male authors, female characters in those books are less believable for me.
Huh.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know who writes TV series and movies predominantly.
Yeah.
So that judgment, knowing who the author is a pure me judgment.
Because it's because the author's name is right there on the book, where, the series or whatever is less obvious, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But it's the actor, right? It's the people you see.
But then a lot of men will go for the female lead. Well, that's why the female leads looked a certain way for a really long time.
Oh, yeah, your Marilyn Monroe.
You know?
Mm. But she probably only got paid a fraction of what
would she.
Of the
would
blokes that you'd.
That wouldn't be a 12,000%. That would be a 12 billion percent.
Oh, that's a lot. Look, now that we're talking about it, I'm going to switch on into this story about Star Wars and the latest series that is coming out. I think it's the beginning of June, The Acolyte. And it is all about like the Sith and Jedis, and it's from hundreds of years before the original Star Wars, right? Anyway, the creative director, producer and showrunner is a lady, Leslie Headland, and she is the first female who is sort of behind a show, you know, like is running it.
Yeah.
There's been female directors.
Interesting.
Like I know, you know, if we want to talk about The Mandalorian, Bryce Dallas Howard has done a lot of the Mandalorian episodes, but Leslie's behind everything when it comes to this, which and it looks really good. This is the one with Carrie Ann Moss.
Yes.
Who's playing a Jedi. Who's basically, I know every fan is now just like, oh my gosh, it's Trinity from The Matrix being a Jedi. Could this be more perfect?
Wait, hang on. Is that a female drawing in audiences on a female showrunner production? International week.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it is.
Of the woman. Sorry, I realised I never finished the sentence.
But this one, I'm thinking about it, and this might be the only, at least so far, I don't know, it hasn't come out, but I'm assuming this is the case. It might be the only Jedi-focused series or movie that does not have a Skywalker, I'm including Anakin, in as part of the story.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm really into this. And, you know, there's so much of this world and universe that they can grab a hold of and just work on.
Yeah.
Oh, Deborah Cho. She's another female who has directed Star Wars episodes. Yeah, I knew there was a –
cool.
I was like, there's another one. She did a lot of Obi-Wan. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and Leslie was asked, you know, how important is it that, you know, for her to be the first woman to create a live action series?
Yes.
And she said, what I'd say is I'm very proud to be the first woman to create, produce, direct, show, run a Star Wars series. And then she went on to talk about how, you know, Deborah Cho with Obi-Wan and others. And she said many, many women have contributed to the films, but to be the person at the center of this narrative, she said that's the word that's coming to mind. It's a real honor. And,
well done.
This series I forgot about, and then I forgot that it was going to be a thing, and then seeing it, it is a thing. I'm just so excited. Carrie Ann Moss, you know.
Any idea of when it's coming out?
I'm pretty sure it's June. Oh, I feel like it's early June, like the 3rd or 4th or something.
Not really a long wait at all then.
No, which I like the fact that it's been suddenly sprung on us. Let's now not talk about a lady, but talk about someone that I think most people would say is a very good actor. This is Joshua Jackson, who is, of course, from Dawson's Creek. He was Pacey and did stand out, didn't he? He and Michelle, we've spoken about this.
Many times.
They stood out as the true talented actors.
Yes.
In that, well, then he went on to one of your favourites, Dr. Death.
He was great in
He's going to be another doctor.
In what?
Dr. Odyssey is the name.
Uh-huh.
It's co-created by Ryan Murphy.
Yes.
And it's going to be on the ABC in America. So no idea where it's going to be here. somewhere.
Look it up yourself.
Yeah, just do it. So there's no sort of plot or character details yet, but it is a medical drama, obviously, set on a cruise ship, though. And I was just ticking off everything that you love. Cruise ships.
I mean, Joshua Jackson is a doctor. This is a newfound interest of cruise ships. I'm not a I've never been on a cruise.
But lies, but the Yangtze River in China.
Okay, river cruiser.
Okay, there you go. A little bit different. I don't know. I assume it's the same thing. I don't remember much of it.
I don't know. Maybe a slightly different
not
clientele.
A proper cruise, yeah. I know what you mean. Like, it's not one
I've
of those.
I've not done a cruise ship.
Yeah, you're not like, I am going on this holiday and it is a cruising holiday.
I just stand on a boat.
This is a 2 nights on the Yangtze River.
Yeah.
And continue with the holiday.
Very, very different.
We're
very
so different, okay?
But, you know, I'll be in for Dr. Odyssey.
Yeah.
On the high seas.
On the high seas.
Can't wait for a medical drama.
I mean, is there a touch of Love Boat in there as well?
Like if it's about slash Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could work. And because he's in it, I kind of feel like there's a little bit of quality.
He is the pulling factor in that.
Mm-hmm,
because if you said Mr. Josh Graham is going to lead.
Heather's brother.
He's going to be the lead in Dr. Odyssey on the high seas.
Yeah.
You would go,
okay.
Maybe if I was homesick.
Yes.
In year nine, I'd sit and watch that.
So specific.
But you knew when it finished, it was 3 o'clock and it was the end of the day. And that's your day done.
Didn't make the most of my sick day. Gosh.
Did you watch Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Well, that's all anybody who
and
grew
Good Morning
up,
Australia with.
Yeah. And then in between
the beginning
that.
Of it though, Bert Newton.
Wait, in between that, was that the midday movie? Or was
no, the
Springer?
Oh, I don't know. But midday movie was definitely after GMA.
Yeah.
GMA. Good Morning Australia.
The good old days. Geez, you worked for that sick day to sit and watch
crappy shows.
Bert on TV.
I can watch crappy shows whenever I want. Thank you very much.
I'm an adult now.
And I will be watching it. Look, there's a show on Netflix that has come to us via a book, and it's come to us via the were they the showrunners? The blokes in charge of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Not George R.R. Martin, but the blokes in charge of the series. They have been making a show called The Three-Body Problem.
Oh, I just saw this come up. I haven't seen a trailer, but I just saw it come up.
Betty's here, not Eddie.
On my Netflix menu.
Yeah, I will talk a little bit about it during our watching suggestions because I thought I'd give it a go because this is, I think, what they had to drop out of the Star Wars project to do.
I hate to interrupt you, Leah, but I know Betty is black and white, but she's black in parts that she's normally white.
She's got to clean her feet. What happened
was... No, it's not just her feet. Her nose, her stomach, look at her leg.
Okay, what happened was there was a whole shaking of a whole entire bush out on the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And when I looked underneath the bush, it was Betty and Eddie wrestling in the dirt.
Okay.
So that's what that was.
It's black dirt.
She's cleaning it now.
She's really dirty. Like all her white has gone grey. She'll be there for a while.
Yeah. At least she's helping us. Anyway, the blokes, David and Dan, the two D's they used to call them, they have said a few things about the series. Basically, there's been a bit of mixed reviews from, you know, critics and also people watching it, whether they like it or not. It's based on a book it's based on books, so very similar to what they were doing with Game of Thrones. And there was a real – I haven't gotten to it, but there's a cliffhanger at the end of the series, obviously. And people are like, well, what's going to happen next? Is there going to be another series? And the reason people are asking this is because Netflix. Netflix are famous for being
notorious.
Like, we've got this great show. It's really good. This is a season. It's going to be wonderful. Oh, we've actually ditched it. And there's no way that you'll be able to actually watch or know the story at all. You'll just have to maybe, I don't know, read a fan fiction or something.
Do you remember the series set in Tasmania, the Kettering incident?
I think about this way more than I should. I think about it so often.
Me too. It's like your Roman Empire.
Yeah, it's like
What happened? What was season two going to be like?
What happened?
How dare you? Because it went with a show with a massive cliffhanger.
It was, I couldn't believe it. And I don't know the reason behind it, but I'm assuming that it had something to do with the fact that Elizabeth Strzecki, was that her last name? Oh, I've forgotten her last name, but the main character.
But you pay her a little bit more and you say.
She went to Hollywood. She was in Marvel movies, wasn't she?
But what's she doing now?
No, she was in something. The Crown. She was in The Crown. She played Diana.
Get back here. We'll pay you some
after
more.
After you finished when with you're your finished, Diana.
Come and have a holiday.
Come and have a holiday.
Hmm.
Anyway, the two Ds were talking about, you know, the fact that people are now wanting to know what happens. And they did say that there's a scene in the second season that feels like it's not the Judgment Day scene in season one. I guess that's the spoiler clue. I don't know because I haven't seen it. It's one that happens, they said, in the second season. Things wildly escape, and there's one scene, if we get to do it.
Yes.
Quoting, if we get to do it. We're golden, like we've got the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones kind of excitement. If they get to do it. This is why
that doesn't sit with me.
These days I tend not to look at Netflix that much. Mm. I will not look at it that often compared to other streaming services because I'm worried that if I get invested in something, it's just going to be gone.
It's going to disappear.
That's not a good thing for your customers to be worried about.
Not at all.
Hmm.
Again, they're a bit like a gym, right? As long as people keep paying their monthly fee, they don't care.
Yeah, you're so right. But surely there's a tipping point where you're like, I haven't been to the gym or I haven't looked at Netflix
for
a year. Bye-bye.
Especially in this economy, people are cutting where they can.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's such a fine line. All right, I've had enough of talking about the news, mainly because I've finished. Oh, so now it's time to get into some
watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. I've been watching.
Oh my gosh, I've been just so busy watching stuff. I found I'm going to put it out there, a great show. Really great show. The title got me and I went, I'm going to give that a whirl.
Give it a go.
I'm going to give it a whirl. It's a Stan original and it's set in Outback Australia. And
this is the one I wanted to watch. I'm really interested to hear what you say about this.
So it's called Population 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a man arrives in town, super duper Outback Australia, not just rural farming area, middle of nowhere, Outback. And he is from Cincinnati, and arrives there, complete fish out of water, and he's looking for someone. He's looking for his father and, you know, he's trying to sort of figure out who he is, where he might be, all these weird sort of characters, and he's starting to sort of ask the other townspeople, like, have you seen my dad? And they're like, he's not your dad. Like, don't be ridiculous. It's my dad. Where is he? And people are saying, oh, we don't know. Haven't seen him. And he's like, it's a population of 12. How can you not know somebody when there's only 12 people in this town? They're like, I don't know.
They're being shifty. That sounds dodgy.
Mm-hmm. Hence the title is Population 11.
Wow.
And there's only 12 people. Okay. So his dad has gone missing. His dad is an avid UFO spotter and runs tourist.
Is he American?
No, he's Australian and left America when his son was 9 to come back to Australia. Hasn't seen him since. Now, there's something a bit shifty going on with Andy. We're not sure why he's suddenly decided.
Andy's the American bloke?
He's the American bloke. Why he's suddenly decided to find his dad in this really rural town. Why has he appeared right at the moment when his father has gone missing? So there's a lot of questions going on. He is also victim to a few strange comings and goings in this very small town, and he's picked up by, I guess he's the hitchhiker, and he is picked up by somebody who is helping him out, and she sort of starts to tag along as part of the mystery. It's funny. It's a black comedy.
Okay.
So you're not supposed to be finding it funny, but it has that real quirk of characters a little bit, maybe a little bit that quirkiness of Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, nice. Okay.
A little bit. When you watch it, you'll go, that character is this.
Well, the reason why that is exciting to me is because it looks like a comedy simply because the bloke from America was in Superstore.
He was in Superstore. I recognised him straight away. Yeah, that piqued my interest. God, that's him. So he plays Jonah in Superstore. When you go on his IMDb, Superstore's a fair way down the list.
He's been busy.
He's been really, really busy. So this must have been a huge production for him to be picked up, a Stan original, brought out, and they're in the middle of nowhere.
It's good?
It's good.
Have you finished it?
No. I've only watched maybe 3 episodes, and I really don't want to give away anything.
Yeah.
Because it is a mystery.
Yeah.
And there's fun things happening. Cool. And there are fun moments where you just go, oh.
Like, this is a classic.
Where's this going to come? This is a classic. How are they going to get out of this? Yeah.
Well, I told you I was watching The Three Body Problem.
Yeah.
And like what you're saying, I probably shouldn't talk too much about it. But basically, I'll read the IMDb synopsis because I feel like it's a good way of not giving away too much. A fateful decision made in the 1960s China, which was around the time of the revolution, you know, Chairman Mao, where a group of scientists partner with a detective to confront an existential planetary threat.
Oh.
And it you see a lot of now in England, in London, and you see a lot of then in the 1960s in China, and there are quite a few people that you recognize mainly from Game of Thrones, which is pretty funny because the two D's are Game of Thrones, so they were like, okay, we're getting
pick
people.
My favorites,
A couple there that I went, oh, thought you'd be in it more often, but they're not, or maybe they will be a little bit later on. I think I've watched 4 episodes.
Well, they just wanted to be part of it and couldn't.
Yeah, maybe that's exactly what it is. But yeah, it's this really weird thing about virtual reality and headsets and playing games that why are these scientists playing these games on these very state-of-the-art looking headsets? What is that about? How does that tie in with this potential message coming from outer space back in the 1960s and now? What's the connection? The thing that would make you interested, Adrian Edmondson is in it.
Stop.
Yeah. I was like, I know that voice. And I looked up and I'm like, it's him.
Is he still a bit awkward?
No, he's being serious. He's a serious actor now. Thank you very much.
Bastard.
So I'm intrigued. It hasn't hooked me as much as Game of Thrones has, but I kind of do want to know what on earth this is all about. Why the scientists? What's the numbers? Adrian Edmondson, are you in it more? So many unanswered questions until I watch the whole series. But Adrian Edmondson is, of course, Jennifer Saunders' husband, and he was in The Young Ones.
Not introduce somebody
casualty
as their marriage relationship.
I'm sorry.
He is Adrian Edmondson.
I know, but for us, originally, Jennifer Saunders' husband, who's in this show.
But did we watch Young Ones before we figured out he was married to Jennifer Saunders?
Maybe. Yeah, it's the kind of thing that's not easily Googled back when there was no Google.
No Google.
Yeah.
It was written on the VHS.
It probably
cover
was.
Adrian Edmondson, husband
of
comic. critically acclaimed comedian, Jennifer Saunders.
What else have you been watching?
Oh, sorry. I have been watching something else. I started a new show. Now, it is on Netflix, and I kind of trashed Netflix earlier.
But then I spoke about it.
Yeah. And I'm going to – this sort of spins it around where they would go, at back at us.
Oh.
But I saw that a new show had been released.
Yeah.
When I went on to it, it's not a new show.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got three seasons, and season three has been released. So they've been sticking with this one. I didn't start at season three. For me, it was a new show, so I went back to season one.
Yeah, why would you?
And Netflix went, uh-huh.
Mm, we knew that's what you were going to do.
It doesn't matter if we stop things. You're behind.
You'll find other things that you like.
Check out over yourselves. Our catalogue of millions.
You think you're all that.
Losers. You still pay your memberships.
And we sit back because we have been told.
We say, as long as you keep Gilmore Girls on there, I will pay my fees. Anyway, I clicked into a show that started in 2021, and it's called Girls Five Ever, EVA, Five Ever.
Five Ever. Nice.
It is about a one-hit wonder girls band from the 90s.
I'm into it.
Oh, yeah. Leah, this show is for you.
This is
you would love it. It's hilarious. Actually, I'll tell you the cast, because there is one person in the cast that you'll go, hands down. Hands down.
Okay.
Let me press play right now. Okay. Top billing, which gave me a little bit of a shock, not in a bad way, in a really good way, Sarah Bareilles.
Oh.
The singer.
I'm going to write you a love song.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, makes sense because they're a singing group. But I didn't notice it straight away. Anyway, Busy Phillips.
Yes.
Paul LaPell. Now, are you ready for the one?
Yes.
Renee Elise Goldsberry. Okay, here's a clue for you.
Okay.
A toast to the groom, to the groom, to the groom.
Oh, Angelica.
Angelica.
Skylar from
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
So she is.
Oh, I've got a lot of time for this. I mean, she literally performs the greatest song
of all times. And that is the one hit wonder in this show.
In that performance.
So.
Satisfied. Yeah. Rewind.
Yeah. So this is about 90s pop band. There were five of them, a girls group.
Five Ever.
Five Ever. Because four is not long enough. Forever is not long enough. That's a line in
That's
their song.
So bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. There are so many lines in their song and in this show that just have you laughing out loud. It's really good. Anyway, they, you know, and now their song has been picked up by a young rapper to sample, and his song's going off, so that people are starting to go, song, who
it's
are they
almost like
back?
The Backstreet Boys are coming.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, they get picked up to essentially be backup singer for the rapper on The Tonight Show, and so they try to get everybody back together again.
Get the gang back together again.
And that's hard enough as it is to try and get everybody, but they're, you know, all in their 40s now, doing completely different professions, having to suddenly go, oh, we've got to sing our song.
We've got to remember the words. We've got to remember my harmony.
Who do we not talk to?
Can I still fit into outfits that I would like to be seen on television?
Yes. Mm. One of them's missing. So they are forever, not five ever anymore. It's funny, and I can see why it would have been picked up for three seasons. I know. That's lucky because I've only started season one.
You're loving yourself, sick, and maybe by the time season three, you've gotten through season three, you're like, I've had my fill.
Yeah. But I'm going to stick with it.
I think you should. There's a smile on your face.
Yeah, one of those ones that you can just dip in, watch a 30-minute episode.
She's loving yourself, sick,
it's giving you a couple of laughs.
Yeah, and you're happy.
Yeah.
One thing that I watched because I wanted to, because I was like, this is interesting. I saw it there on Disney. She won the Oscar for it. Emma Stone was in Poor Things. And I knew before I started watching it that it was also the favorite director.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, that's the tone.
Yes.
And I feel like that helped me get through it because the tone is very
quirky.
And without giving, because there's a whole thing about this, without giving anything away, just think about Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
Mm-hmm.
And her character, Bella Baxter, goes through very much a growth through it, does whatever the hell she wants to do through it, goes on this wild adventure through it, and has got a very impressive cast, just a couple of people. William Dafoe is Godwin Baxter. And Mark Ruffalo is this guy called Duncan Wedderburn. And, I mean, his English accent is pretty bad, but he is so funny with her. Those two in the scenes that they're in are just ridiculous. You just sit back and you're like, this is hilarious.
I saw about behind the scenes.
Oh,
with
really?
The three of them.
Yeah, right.
I'll see if I can find it and post it on socials if I haven't already done so.
Yeah.
But they were talking about their characters and just their rapport between the three of them.
It was pretty good.
Had the three of them in hysterics going, like, do it properly now. Just start again. And they're crying with laughter.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. One thing that did surprise me a little bit is there's a fair bit of nudity in it, more than I expected. Oh. I mean, not that it's, like, shocking, but I was just like, oh, I didn't expect
unnecessarily.
That. Not all of it is unnecessary.
Yeah.
But there's more than you think.
I feel like it's that full frontal nudity is going through a bit of a...
It's having a
moment
to
shock.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, because the 80s were a long time ago and that was always had naked people.
Always.
In everything. I feel like it was even...
You're just at Costco and there's some person.
Naked people everywhere. It was just bizarre.
Not even a nudie run.
No,
they're nobody
just
dead then.
Around.
They were just buying cereal.
But I thought it was a really good movie. I understand why she was nominated.
Can't wait to watch it.
Not seen all the other films, I don't know whether she, you know, if she was the clear front runner in my opinion, because I haven't seen the others, but I think she did a really good job.
But they do like a transformation.
And it was very much that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I understand.
Mm.
Was it transformation from the inside, not out?
I mean, she carried those eyebrows through.
She kept them. Yeah, you're
right.
And
the plain face makeup was there all through
the
awards
way
period.
You're right. Oh, good on her.
Commitment. Don't they say that about the Oscars? It's a publicity.
It's all about commitment.
All the way.
Yep. I've got a quiz for you. Do you feel committed?
Yeah. Why do you think I come every week?
Just for the quiz.
Yes.
This quiz is called Who's Your Favourite?
Okay.
See,
I won't be stressed.
That's why I was saying to you. That's why I was saying to you, you're the only one who knows the true answer.
Stop it. I didn't get that.
Maybe they will be tough.
Tap into my areas of expertise.
I mean, I've definitely
tried
to pick things that you know or are interested in.
Yeah.
So maybe some are tough.
There's no Tom Cruise
in there. No Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Start off with an ease, like a...
Let's do it. Okay, let's do it.
Betty White or June Whitfield,
who
is the mother in Absolutely Fabulous. What's me what?
June.
Yeah.
I'm going June.
I think that's fair.
Because I feel like everyone would say Betty.
This filtered water boils rather quickly. That's
because
there's less of it.
Ah. Yeah, June. It's June.
Selena Gomez or Lady Gaga in acting? I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Selena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building.
If you said singing, I'd go the other way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would be able to sing a Selena Gomez song at you.
No,
I'm sure there are songs I would know.
There has been one, not right now, but it few months ago that was on the radio and I was singing along to it for ages before I realised it was her.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Bridget Jones books or films? Because the books don't have Renee Zellweger in them.
Nor Hugh. Or?
Colin.
Oh, golly. Films.
Okay. That's fine. Totally fine.
I mean, you put me on the edge of the cliff and you had your foot in the middle of my back.
Very, very descriptive. R-H-O-B-H or R-H-O-N-Y-C, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Real Housewives of New York City?
Okay, Leah, I need you to clarify the whole entire question.
The whole, all of the series, seasons of that, all the seasons of that. A little bit of this.
This is like picking your favourite child. I can't believe you would make me do this.
This is where we're going.
I can't believe you would make me do this. Oh, no, because you know Roni has had a full cast change. Roni! That's what they call it. Roni. I don't think anyone else gets a name out of the acronym.
Far out.
Roni's had a full cast change. So that's what's holding me back a little bit.
Do you need me to
I don't. You were giving me the DVD set.
Yes.
And I could just not play the last DVD.
I don't see that as being a problem.
Roni, but I'll take Beverly Hills as well. Ah, okay. Roni.
Okay. Olivia Colman or Emma Stone?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
No, that is making me choose my favourite child.
There's dirt on the floor where Betty was.
I told you she was dirty.
Look at it.
There is. I told you she was dirty. Leah, there's something wrong with your cat. She's changing colour on us.
Olivia,
golly, I really want to say Emma Stone, but then I think about Broadchurch and the British Empire.
No, not British Empire, Green Wing.
Green Wing, sorry.
I mean, you can think about British Empire if you like.
I could. I mean, I think about that all the time. That's my Roman Empire. Emma Stone.
Okay. Okay. Final one.
You know why? My first thing.
Easy A.
Yes.
I still.
I rented that. That was my first online rental iTunes store.
Oh my God, you are the best.
I watched it 3 times before it expired and I loved it. Oh my God.
Wonder where it exists.
Sunshine got a little part done. Remember in the shower with her card?
Yeah, she was good in that. I mean, she's obviously good. She's won Oscars, but she was good in that.
She was really
She
good.
Made that movie.
Because she
movie.
Felt really. Young, really new, but oh, so good and professional.
Very
and just
professional.
A natural at this.
Yeah. Bert or Ernie?
Oh, I never remember which one's which. Ernie's the tall, skinny one? No, Bert is. Bert.
Okay. That's the correct
Because you liked Ernie.
No, I liked Bert.
Did you?
Yeah, I had the Bert doll. That Bert doll.
Yeah.
I got the Bert doll when I swapped that with my bottle, so I wasn't allowed my bottle anymore.
Oh.
And I got my Bert.
Okay, I'll like Ernie then.
Okay.
Because I like to share it out, the love a little bit.
Yeah, that seems totally
That's
fair.
What siblings do.
That's exactly right, so you don't fight over it. Look, I thought that was all wonderful. I was impressed with everything, and I think the main takeaway is that we should all be going and watching more Olivia and more Emma stuff.
Yes.
Okay. All right. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Olivia Colman, don't hate me. I still really love you.